cramps a lot. He did when he was here.
So here we are in Hiram Stamper's house. Not
Bob said, well, said that fiddling's what done it. Said you pinch your foot. Bob here, that's Bob Butler, you know. He said fiddling's what done it.
I know.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if it was because you played all day.
I think the moon was in the change.
Bob, do you believe in that too?
No, I run to jump 22 feet in.
The moon is on change.
7 meters.
Yeah, well, I mean, we go and look, and everybody that dies just before, about a day before, or a day after the moon change. Huh. You take notice of that and look on the calendar. Everybody that dies just before, the day before, or the day after, are right on the moon change.
Yeah,
you do. Now, you see, the moon changes every 7 days. And it's just the day after, or the day before, or right on the day that they die. I've been noticing for the last 5 or 6 years now. That's true. It's happened that way. Where it's any sign in it, you're not.
Well, what is it? You seen Harmon's fields?
Pardon?
More babies are born.
More babies are born.
No, I didn't.
The moon change. Listen.
No, he didn't.
He's got
the moon. It is nothing but the natural body of the people. That's what it represents, the natural body.
No, he didn't show them, Tony.
Now that might sound silly to you, but notice it. The old people used to tell you every time it's going to rain, the way the moon changed. And the way the moon and the stars acted. That's the way they could tell. They had no other way. And they could always tell. Well, my mother could always just tell us, she'd look in the north every morning. Just sure it says red clouds.
Hiram Stamper, age 93, Knott County.
About 3 minutes. You play one full tune. You play about 3 minutes, don't you?
You can play one.
Yeah, they do play about 3 minutes, don't they?
Well, for the record,
that's
they do.
For the party.
This record is 3 minutes.
I'll play it long enough. I'm afraid they'll leave. Okay.
Well, what was that, Hiram?
Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly. What about young
they're
Edward?
They're on the hills, the valley so deep. They're on the hills, the valley so deep. That pretty Polly began to weep. Oh, Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid all your ways. He didn't kill her, you know.
Yeah, why'd he kill her?
Huh?
Why did he
kill her? He loved her so much he just had to kill her.
I thought it was because she was pregnant.
Well, I know. I guess the love does kill sometimes, you know.
He's afraid somebody else
will look at her. Yeah, pretty Polly was killed. It's sobbing to the heart and the blood that flowed. A fresh new dug grave. Pretty Polly, let's go. Didn't you never hear that song sung?
Yeah.
I loud you had.
I heard you sing it a couple times.
I used to put the pieces together. You know, I just sing it sometimes, and now I don't put none of it together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what to play. She's going to court.
How about young Edward?
Pass around your bottle, boy. Yeah. I have two grannies on the street. Them don't like me, poor boy. They can let me be. Yeah. Young Edward, you look healthy now. Yeah. I have tuned it.
Yeah.
Dick Callahan.
All right.
These bands are hung and played this song. Of course, that's Les Sizemore was hung. They hung Callahan and Sizemore both, and they tuned me on both. They some fiddlers called them both, you know, Les Sizemore.
Where'd they hang them?
Huh?
Where'd they hang them?
Well, they hung them. I believe they hung one in Virginia. I don't know where they hung them. But now Callahan was playing that fiddle, and he said the man had him on the scale to be hung, but play that tune. He take his fiddle, that's your request when he died. I've always been told that by old people.
Who'd you learn that tune from?
Huh? I've played it for years. That's up there on Big Sandy River, last badly fought in the Civil War. They made this tune there. Shady Gooden is boating up Sandy. They made that song there, boating up Sandy, hauling goods to the soldiers, you know. They had these big boats in, I don't know where you ever seen them or not, on the sides.
Yeah, I did see them.
And they bought stuff up there to feed the soldiers, you know. And had these boats, had all they had big flats. And
you've not been home.
Well, Joe Clark.
How about Junior Edward?
Huh?
Yeah, where are you in the meeting now?
I played out. I would take everybody on that. Go ahead and meet and have. I have to. Thank you. I go to a meeting house. I'm up here.
wait, you need more room?
It's strange over on this thing. You know, it's strange to get over. That day they don't rain.
Before you change the tune there, Hiram, why don't you, before you change the tuning, why don't you play Wild Bill Jones?
I can't repeat that, do no good.
You played it last time I was here.
It don't work. Do you forget that way?
Yeah.
I do. I can't have it. Does she know how Sally Gooden was made? Do you know what cause of the tune Sally Gooden made?
No.
Well, the soldiers made in the Civil War. Boating Up Sandy is the right name of it, and they boating up by Big Sandy River and old bringing stuff for soldiers to eat, and they stayed all night with Sally Gooden. And her husband was killed in the war, you know, and she's afraid they'd harm her. And they called it Boating Up Sandy, it was first, and they stayed all night with her, and then they changed that Boating Up Sandy to Sally Gooden. She'd let them pray, you know, and they'd get their Easter. And that's how Boating Up Sandy is made. Big Sandy River.
Do you sing it?
Huh?
Do you sing it?
Oh, I used to go to it. I just... people played as a baby old and all of them. And good tunes on the field, you know, there ain't nobody gonna play them now. Since you, sir?
Yeah.
Was you there since we had that big time over here? No, you was going, you wasn't. Three days played over here at Bohannon?
I think that was after. That was before I come, Hiram. I come once and I went away and I come again. I think it was between that time there.
Well, also they had five good bands.
That was during the one time I was gone.
And in case you know, a man's got these five big sores. I used to work for his daddy.
Yeah.
He's a rich man. He wouldn't fool nobody on me that day. We just walked around, me and him, and listened at the music. And morning about 3 o'clock, he took a spell. He worked in the hospital and he died.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
Yeah, you told me about that.
There's five of the biggest stores in these mountains. He goes by the name of Terry. They call him Case Bolts and Terry. They mixed up. Some of them go by the name of Case Bolts and some of Terry. See what I want to pray for her or something or other. Did I pray the verse for the John's Creek a while ago? Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Just the start of it.
No, I prayed it.
But not for the tape.
Did the verse for the John's Creek?
Not for the tape recorder, Hiram.
Not for the tape.
Not for the tape recorder.
You
play it again for me. I might learn it.
Well, that's the last unit played in the Civil War, you know.
Yeah.
It's on they wound up in that branch, you know, brace support, and that's the last battle was fought. And they made a song about it, brace support of John's Creek. And they are the oldest piece they are.
Tune for it, Hiram.
No. play nothing tune with it.
No, won't play.
Cuts right next to the fiddle bowl on them tunes.
That's right. When I asked
now, they play up there, JDRs will be there with them. They play 3 days and nights. They'd be five bands there at Cane's Creek on the river. I come down that creek one time, I was 16 years old. That's 10 miles in Bo Whitesburg.
Uh-huh.
And there's four bands playing there. There'd be four bands. Arthur and J.D. Crowe.
Hiram, do you know the way you got the fiddle tune there? Do you know Abe's Retreat?
Oh, no, I don't.
What about The Old Hen Cackled?
Yeah, I just play Old Hen Cackled all the time with you.
Yeah. Would you like to play that?
Yeah, well. If she goes dancing, play that.
She might. She might go to dance.
Whatever it takes.
Pretty good little fiddle, isn't it? It's in discord. It's in discord. You play a lot of tunes in discord, you get better out than you do in chord.
How's that?
You play the chord in the chord you want. Some sound better.
That's right.
Tune the fiddle for tune, don't it? Like a banjo.
It rings out more.
What
the? The old hymn
cackle.
Thank you.
That's a good breakdown piece, you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice breakdown.
When you come over and hit that bass string, you
Oh, he's cackling, cackling, boy. Come on, horse, and get a little corn. That's not cackling him. That's cackling him.
Sing some more.
As you see, Rooster, shoot, come on. By the time you get up over, Rooster, grab the grain corn and take off. Oh,
you
get out.
You mentioned the baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play an old meeting house song. She joined the church. Got some old-time meeting house song?
That's old-time.
That's Jim Stewart's song. I know you've heard tell it in the Mount Sermon, if you're in the Mount Sermon. That's the first song he sang when he got in the stand to preach. He had TB. He'd have to carry him out of the stand. He'd preach in blood to find out his lungs. He's raised there in Moorhead. That's my people down there, Moorhead, Kentucky. And he's a preacher here. He'd come over on the car and they'd make him a little, just a little toddy, about a spoonful or two before he went to preaching. Sometimes he could preach an hour, and then sometimes he had to quit before, you know, on account of his lungs. Well, he was circuit judge there. You may have heard of him one time, he was circuit judge. But that finally killed him. He had TB.
Right there in Moorhead. Right there in Moorhead.
Moorhead, yeah.
What was his name?
You know any Walkers there?
I don't know them.
No Walkers. Shep, you heard talk of Jeff Walker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now them was my people. He married, Jeff Walker married in old Doc Stewart's. Well, he married one of old Doc Stewart's. His brother-in-law's. Getting the box of Fred Hawkins. Used to be a Tom Amberger there, and a Jasper Amberger, and different Ambergers there. Now I guess they all dead and gone.
How about the baby-o?
Yeah. If I had a, I'd bring that guy out here and let her tape some of, I don't know how to get it. I'll have to have it on the radio. His tune, I've got his tunes in there, 100 of them, but she couldn't tape it unless she's here pretty.
You got Baby O on tape?
Huh?
You say you had Baby O on tape?
Baby O. Did I play the Baby O?
No.
Aren't you the Baby O? That's a good tune, though, right?
It's in tune for it, Hiram.
Huh?
It's in tune for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
suppose I'm fiddling on tunes.
Yeah.
They call that pretty little horse in the buggy, all night to the gal called Susie, oh. What I'm doing the baby, y'all, I go away to Georgia, oh. And I picked up in Calico and sent it away to Mammy, oh. Now I used to know all them words, stuff like that, and I forgot all about it.
Well, maybe you'll think of them again. They're in there somewhere, aren't they? Don't you have them in there?
Huh?
Don't you have all the words in there?
No, I can't. You know, one nursing baby couldn't tell all the words if a nurse was alive. They made songs like that. I'll tell you how Sourwood Mountain is made.
All right.
You heard the tune Sourwood Mountain?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you. His boy had him a sweetheart, a little hill. And he'd go to see her and he'd get lost. And finally he took a notion he'd make him a road so he wouldn't get lost. He took a bunch of sourwoods, he marked them sourwoods, clean over that hill. Going across Sourwood Mountain, how old he is on the day. But he had them bushy marks, you know, and that took him over to see his sweetheart. He'd go there and back in that and get out getting lost. I look for a race, but don't.
Well, you could get lost.
Huh?
Yeah, you could get lost.
Yeah, if I couldn't find myself, I would. I've lost that one somewhere or another. There's a Callahan, get home, never know.
Yeah, do you play more than you pluck like that?
Yeah, that's a cluck old hen. I played that several contests, and they don't ever, they like it. Play against fine fiddler. Yeah, no, I ain't no fine fiddler. I'm playing them old tunes they can't play.
You sure can. Those are jewels.
Hiram, do you play any others where you pluck the strings with?
Yeah.
Let's see. Baker, she was asleep and I couldn't wake her. That's a good fiddle for you.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and play
yes,
it.
Yes, and I catch it.
Betty Baker.
Betty Baker.
Mm-hmm.
could play that whole night, though.
You like him, huh? You play any?
You know the tune of that?
Yeah.
Oh, down on Joe Clark, you know the tune of it?
Yeah.
Well, you all know that, didn't you? I was playing that old car parking commotion, and we owned that place over there where they played an old American Legion. And Carl come through, he did now, car parking did. And he had a big cow strung out there, barbecued. I never could eat none of that stuff of hogs or nothing in my life, barbecued. And I went over there, and I'm the oldest one now of the year that belongs to American Legion in this country. I never took no string of it. Well, they cut strings out of that old cow. Just hold them up and eat them. Then they barbecued some. They set the table. I eat a little bit of beat up beef. The only kind ever I'd eat.
Play one you don't know the name to. Got some you don't have names for?
I play that A for me. I don't have no mom name. I play one like that.
What about Pass Around the Bottles, Boys? Young
pass
Edward?
Pass Around the Bottles, Boys. Man's on the street. And don't like me, poor boy. They can let me be. Dream a stack of home one night. See, I can't sing. Yeah, that's a good piece. Carter made a I played with him another over 6 years, my boy. And of course then she backs it. Well, I said, that's a whole tune. He's having to pray, you know, and he has a dream about it, and I guess the dream come true is dream he stayed at home one night in the dark of dismal moon and missed his wife or could she be in a stranger's fill of room. And later she come in. And he was drunk. And she said, well, I'll get a minute. Yeah, young Edward. And young Edward, you look healthy now. Your clothes look neat and clean. I never ever saw you drink a drop. What's caused this awful change? And he called Tennessee Backstep. The best at
it.
Yeah. trophies.
Yeah.
Then the Saturday home on my daughter just my gloom. Miss my wife, or could she be in stranger fill the room? And he come in, you know, he'd been out and she'd having a big pay. And he was drunk. And she spoke to him and told him, young Edward, you look healthy and now your clothes look neat and clean. I never saw you drink a drop. What's caused this awful change? It's playing Boston some next or another when you come in.
Play Boston?
Yeah, I'd play Boston.
Remember the words of it?
I know some of it. Yeah, I watched them play it when the old people, you know. Goodbye, girls, going to Boston. Goodbye, girls, going to Boston. And then sang it was pretty in the ballroom, you know, wherever they played it. It was pretty in the ballroom so early in the morning. You swing, you know, right and left.
Yeah.
First one we in there. Right and left is what we had. Right and left is what we had. But you have six on the side, and they join hands, you know, just like, started like running the set. Prettiest play you ever seen. Them that knows how to play Boston, that's...
It's in tune for it, Hiram.
It's
in tune for it.
Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing. I don't know how many of them old time songs he's sung. I guess 500 or more. He got most of them from me. The old Pursuit old people used to play them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have corn shucking out of boy. They didn't have no hay then through the mountains. They didn't have no bottom man much. They'd raise corn and they'd have corn shucking and they'd let them play, you know. They'd all, the first one in there, would go and shuck out the people's corn. And they'd have a play, Boston, Dario.
What?
No tune players called Dario.
Do you play that?
No, I think I used to play that. You're a lot of swinging it, Dario, you know.
Dario.
Yeah.
You want to try to think of it, Hiram?
I can't play it. Sing it.
Well, don't sing it. See if you
can
play it.
I can't play it, I say. Did you get the Jeremiah to play the fiddle?
Yeah, I did.
He won't play, it's too lazy to play, he's a fine figure. Yeah, I don't know when I play with him, but he's a fine figure. But Arthur got him singing, my boy.
Does Arthur play the Dalio?
Huh?
Does Arthur play Dalio?
He plays anything, no matter what it is. Anything you can name. Every state in the Union. Played throughout Oklahoma and played for pretty much every state in the Union.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're proud of him, aren't you?
Mexico, everywhere else, over Oklahoma.
You're proud of him, aren't you?
Huh?
You're proud of him, aren't you?
Yeah, he's a great boy. He owns 310 acres of little land in Woods County, did deliver that yard.
What about, though? Dalio.
That's pretty popular. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. What about?
Thank you.
have fun.
You're supposed to be on 3 minutes, you know.
You can play it any way you want to.
I know that.
What about that, though, Black Hiram?
Huh?
What about that Black Hiram, that nigger that played?
Oh, Black Hiram, he wasn't a nigger.
What was it?
Did you hear him?
No, I never heard of him.
God, he was a good... Yeah.
Was he that dark blue skin?
Oh, he's dead.
He wasn't a nigger, though.
No, he's part.
Oh, what?
He's part. Yeah, part nigger. You say. Going Black Hiram. And the finest bird you ever saw.
What'd you learn from him?
Well, he lived hiding in different places. He's dead now. Yeah. He's fine, Peter.
What did you learn any of his dance pieces, Hiram?
I saw Trevor and a few of them that played. I can play. You know, if you get playing the fiddle, you just play them, you come to them and think of them. You can't think of all you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I played all my life. You can't think of all the... If you have to tune the fiddle, you know, and then you just have to take your time.
Do you know the old tune, Getting Upstairs?
Getting up, Sandy? Boating up, Sandy?
No, Getting Upstairs.
I've heard it.
You're about a farewell.
I made a mortar for a bricklayer from Ireland, Scotland, Harry Harrison. But he's a fiddler. And he played that. Arthur plays it. All around the marketplace, Monkey Chase Weasel, that's where you... All around the market house, Monkey Chase Weasel, that's where your money goes, pop goes weasel. Yeah. Arthur takes a fiddle pot, plays that behind his back, and he'll walk off in this house.
Uh-huh.
And took that string, and this old Osby could, her house.
But do you know how that Getting Upstairs goes?
No, yeah, and I don't know it's here, but I can...
What about in the dark of the night?
That's a good piece, I can play it. Here's part of the mountain, I call it Pretty Betty Martin Tiptoe. Far in the mountain.
Pretty who?
Pretty Betty Martin. It's old time dancing. They get on the tiptoes when they dance, and they sing Pretty Betty Martin. Tiptoe, tiptoe, Pretty Betty Martin, a tiptoe fine. Well, you take Bill Monroe, he calls it Far in the Mountain. We use Far in the Mountain in the words in it, you know, but it's Pretty Betty Martin is the name of the song. Tiptoe, pretty bad margins, tiptoe fine. So I spread brother up, find up here, and two yard partners swing on the floor. Used to be a swingest priest play you ever saw. And they get to play across over here on the ball road. They practice it in school and everything. They do all the time in school. They have all the time. If you saw, you'd take his dreams beyond the Black Mountain.
Thank you.
Young Edward's the name of the song. They played on Tennessee Backstep with Stanley Brothers. And he said, well, we just called it. We didn't know what to call it. I seen the other night down here, and they prayed down here. But I'd be enough. I've got some more tunes I can play. I can't think of them all. You can't think of everything at once.
I'll come back.
Huh?
I'll come back.
But when?
Saturday. Yeah, I come back Saturday.
You didn't play that Sally Gooden yet?
We go. No, but I can play. I believe I have to go to the oral meeting, the Stanford Union. And you ought to be there.
When is that?
Yeah, well, I should give a date. No, I can't think now. We're going there. All the generation of Stanfords. From everywhere, just from North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and everywhere else.
Uh-huh. And you're going to that?
Yeah, I think I'll go. Well, I wanted them to stay here last night. That's my brother's girl. They're wealthy folks.
Excuse me.
Will you play your fiddle?
Huh?
Will you play your fiddle for them?
Oh, yeah, I'll play for them. I've got them. She's very, she's got two beans this morning. And she's retired in two states teaching. You ever know that happened?
That's pretty bad.
Oh, she's retired in two states. This will be enough for next time, I guess.
You can play Sally Gooden? We got enough room.
Yeah,
I'll
play Sally Gooden.
I think we got just enough room.
Huh?
Play Sally Gooden. We'll finish off with a good one.
I can't hold up.
That's all right.
That's okay.